September 21. John the Baptist. Then said they unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah. John chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Verily I say unto you, Among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. In the announcement to Zacharias before the birth of John, the angel had declared, He shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Luke chapter 1, verse 15. In the estimation of heaven, what is it that constitutes greatness? Not that which the world accounts greatness, not wealth or rank or noble descent or intellectual gifts in themselves considered. If intellectual greatness, apart from any higher consideration, is worthy of honor, then our homage is due to Satan, whose intellectual power no man has ever equaled. But when perverted to self-serving, the greater the gift, the greater curse it becomes. It is moral worth that God values. Love and purity are the attributes he prizes most. John was great in the sight of the Lord, when before the messengers from the Sanhedrin, before the people and before his own disciples, he refrained from seeking honor for himself, but pointed all to Jesus as the promised one. His unselfish joy in the ministry of Christ presents the highest type of nobility ever revealed in man. The witness born of him after his death, by those who had heard his testimony to Jesus, was, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. John chapter 10, verse 41. It was not given to John to call down fire from heaven, or to raise the dead as Elijah did, nor to wield Moses' rod of power in the name of God. He was sent to herald the Savior's advent and to call upon the people to prepare for his coming. So faithfully did he fulfill his mission that as the people recalled what he taught them of Jesus, they could say, All things that John spake of this man were true. Such witness to Christ every disciple of the Master is called upon to bear. The Desire of Ages, pages 219 and 220.